It's Kristen. I am here with Dee Gaines, one of the most amazing people that I've met. You work with the Children's Hospital of Illinois.
Yes, I have been working at the Children's Hospital for over 27 years.
Wow. It takes a lot to work around children in, you know, in situations that they are. And you, I watched you last year. You're incredible with the children.
Thank you.
How do you do that every day?
Thank you for saying that. Being a mission partner, I just try to make each kid come into the hospital day as special as possible. Being there at the hospital, that is not a place that you want to be, no matter where you're at in the hospital. And so since I feel like I am blessed to be up walking and not in those hospital beds or getting those tests at the time, then I just try to make that experience as best as possible.
What made you go into Children's Hospital? How did you get that job in the first place?
Well, when I first started at OSF, it was actually by accident.
Oh.
I went up with a friend. She was actually interviewing, and I was there, and I was like, well, I might as well just put in an application. And then I got hired on the pediatric unit, and here I am over 27 years later, still there. It's really an honor to be able to help the families go through the different struggles in life that they go through.
Now, we've done this drive for, like, I don't even know how many years at this
point. So many years.
We've been bringing in bears every single year.
That is correct, and they're totally awesome.
We love doing it. Last year, we set a goal. We didn't really know because we were all kind of new to the teddy bear drive on our side. Last year, we set a goal for 2,500 bears. We ended up with 4,500.
Correct.
And then, I mean, it took us like an hour just to unload the vehicles.
And we loved it. It was so amazing.
It was fun. But literally, once we like piled them into an office for like holding, it was taller than me.
That's
like
how this one gets there as well. So it's totally amazing. We totally love it. And it's the amazing thing of this, even though you guys did get over 4,500, by August, we're done.
Yeah.
And it's hard to believe that you will go through so many stuffed animals in such a quick time. I think the one misconception is that people think that we just have to have Valentine's bears because the event happens at Valentine's. We actually prefer not to have all Valentine bears because after the 14th, it's sort of weird to give a Valentine-shaped bear or saying, I love you to a kid that, you know, doesn't need it after that point.
It's true. That's true. So any kind of bear.
Any kind of stuffed animal.
Stuffed animal at all brings joy. Now, where do you give these out?
We give them anywhere there is a pediatric patient.
Okay.
From EKG to floral to labs. Of course, surgery, inpatient, outpatient. Anywhere there is a pediatric patient, they get those animals. It's crazy because, you know, I just had a kid yesterday that was there at the hospital and lab called me because they're out of stuffed animals.
Oh.
And so I searched the office and I was able to find one and bring them down there. But this kid had been there like 2 years ago. And what that child remembered was having this stuffed animal when they came in last time. So it's sort of like a nice little treat for them to get after the end of doing things that we have to do to get them better.
Right. Because procedures are scary for adults.
Exactly.
So
for me, they are.
Yes. I don't want to be poked and prodded.
No.
So imagine from the viewpoint of a kid who doesn't necessarily understand why they're at the hospital.
Exactly.
They just know they don't really feel great. And now you're coming at them with these big needles that you're sticking in their arm and doing all these scary procedures. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Have you seen that giving them a stuffed animal provides them a little bit more comfort?
Definitely. Definitely. It really feels good to see directly after a teddy bear drive or something like that. And you see almost every kid in the hospital walking with this stuffed animal.
Yeah.
It's totally amazing. Actually, the other day, well, a couple of months ago, there was a lady just sitting there, and I had just got a couple donations of stuffed animals, and she just looked like she was going through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually gave her a stuffed animal, and just to see her, and she's probably in her 90s, and she said, I have not received a stuffed animal since she was like in her teens.
Aww.
So that was totally amazing. You know, the one thing about the hospital, the sisters are the front head of everything. And we still live the missions of the sisters as much as possible. So that's totally awesome.
Just last year was such a special experience that I was so excited that I was able to be a part of it. I, you know, worked so hard on the drive, but I hadn't been
correct
the person to deliver them. Mm-hmm. So at the end of it, like watching a scared child in a hospital bed receive this like stuffed animal, you know, it doesn't seem like a lot to us. We see stuffed animals in the
correct
store all the time or whatnot, but they realize somebody's thinking of them.
Correct. And I think that's what the community needs to know, that little simple gestures like that means a lot to a patient.
Absolutely.
You know, even if you think back, if you've ever been in a hospital as an adult and someone brought you a gift of some sort of stuffed animal or flower or something, think what that would mean to you. And so think about the scared child, what that really means to them. You know, like I said, we only ask that the animals be from a smoke-free house
yeah
and be new. It could be any sort of animal that they bring, just some type of stuffed bear. It could be a cheetah, a lion, a gorilla, yes. Anything.
There's a Dory out there right now.
I saw the Dory. It's so, cute. And the big teddy bears. I want to cuddle with those myself.
Ginormous. Last year we gave like one of the ginormous teddy bears to one of the tiniest children. Like, yes. I think this bear was bigger than the kid was. And his grin was like huge.
That's amazing. Yes. And fun. Sometimes, you know what people don't realize, like stuffed animals, we use those also for like positioning of a patient. For example, if they had their leg broke or if they have, you know, some type of illness that required them not to be able to move their limbs well, they use those as cushioning and support of those patients. So imagine a six-year-old that really can't move around, how much happier she are to be on a stuffed teddy bear versus a pillow.
Yes.
So that makes a difference.
For sure. Have you ever had to do any teddy bear surgery to help
a patient? Of course. So a lot of times the child life specialist at the hospital, if a child has to have an IV, they give that stuffed animal IV. We give, if they have a broke leg, we'll give a cast to those.
Okay.
We'll let them practice like on things. It's just really amazing. The staff there at the Children's Hospital is absolutely wonderful. I think that is why I stay. I think that's why everybody stay there at the hospital. They get to take them to surgery with them. They get name bands. They get names. And so it's like their friend.
Yeah. And they get to go in places that the parents necessarily can't.
Definitely
be
not. The parents cannot go back to the actual surgical room mm-hmm. with the patients. So what they'll do is they'll put a name tag up on the teddy bear. And then when they go back to surgery, they'll take the teddy bear with them. And then, of course, they'll move it off the operating table when they have surgery. But when the kid wake up, in recovery, that teddy bear is right with them again.
That's awesome. So that is what you're providing when you are bringing a teddy bear to us. You can drop it off at 120 Eaton Street. We're located right next to the River Plex. You can also drop it off over at Bob Lindsay Acura on Allen Road. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today.
Oh, you're so welcome.